Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. The late night hosts are focused on Joe Biden's first week on the job. Stephen Colbert said the first day on any job is stressful, any job, but especially when you're the new manager and the last guy got called into HR for inappropriate workplace treasoning. Jimmy Fallon, the big news right there. Our president spent a full day in the office. Kimmel, the Bidens are moved in. Their dogs must be going crazy because everything smells like fried chicken. Fallon, it was Biden's first full day. I'm sure part of him was like, just to mess with everyone, I should go golfing. That's really funny. Kimmel, Biden was one of the most beloved supporting characters from the Obama administration, and now he's got his own show. Basically, this is the Frasier of presidencies. Here's some major comedy news for you. Not just because of the human involved, and we hope he is well, but the potential effects here. I'm recording this midday Friday, so we'll see if anything has changed here. Dave Chappelle has tested positive for the coronavirus just before his comedy shows Thursday evening, forcing his upcoming appearances to be canceled. He was going to play at Stubbs Waller Creek Amphitheater in Austin, Texas. Let me know if Austin rings your ears there. Shows have been canceled. Chappelle's quarantined. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Joe Rogan was scheduled to do the shows with Chappelle last night and tonight. A post earlier this week showed Rogan at Stubbs with Chappelle and other people, including Donnell Rawlings, Ron White, and Elon Musk. Hopefully those folks are okay. Refunds are available, etc. We will keep an eye on this one. From Pod News, the Podcast Awards happened. The event kicked off with what I'm told is a hilarious opening from Will Ferrell. Will did his Ron Burgundy thing, making up his own podcast stats on both the award show and podcasts. There were comedic skits from Obama's Other Daughters. I'm not familiar with them. I got to check them out. As well as Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers, hosts of Las Culturistas. The podcast of the year, Office Ladies. That category was voted via social media, so Office Ladies is everybody's favorite. Conan O'Brien won Best Overall Host Male. He told the audience what separates his podcast from others is his lack of professionalism. Best Comedy Podcast? Now you're not going to guess this one. The Read. Really interesting there. As part of the show, Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers joked the best thing about podcasting is you could do it naked and from home. I am wearing clothes right now. I might be wearing sweatpants and a baseball cap, but I am definitely not naked. Speaking of Bowen Yang, he caught up with the Berkeley Beacon and he told the story about when he got a call from Andrew Yang. And during that call, he was naked. He said, I was getting in the shower completely naked. I get a phone call from an unknown number. I was butt naked talking to Andrew Yang on the phone, being like, congrats. In a separate anecdote, he said, I remember auditioning for SNL before I got hired as a writer and thinking, well, I'll never be nervous for anything ever again because this is the most nerve-wracking thing I can think of. Then, of course, things just sort of level up as you move along. So it's kind of fun that it never goes away. You know what you're missing right now? You're missing the Comedy-thon. I would have told you about this, but they did a lousy job promoting this one. I didn't see this at all until Friday morning. But Richie Byrne and Mark Riccadonna are taking their drinks, jokes, and storytelling podcast to Twitch. They are attempting to break the world record for a stand-up comedy show and raise money for two charities. This comes to us from NJ101.5.com. The Comedy-thon started yesterday at noon and will go until January 25th at midnight. Among the comedians who will be performing, pretty good. The names you'll know are Jessica Kirsten, Judah Friedlander, Sam Morril, Kurt Metzger, Rachel Feinstein, Bobby Collins, Adam Ferrara you would know, some other people in here as well like Julia Scotti and Dina Blizzard. Plus, quote, 200 national touring headliners, unquote. Are there 200 national touring headliners? I really don't think there are. 200 national touring headliners. I don't know about that one, but I am pro-charity, so good luck to those guys. That's on Twitch. Freaks and Geeks is coming to Hulu, and that's exciting enough, but what's even better is they got the original soundtrack. You ever watch one of those shows, Miami Vice comes to mind, where they have to like replace the music because licensing and stuff? Nope, Freaks and Geeks figured it out. So you will hear from The Who, The Grateful Dead, The Moody Blues, Van Halen, Alice Cooper, Styx, XTC, Cheap Trick, and Rush. Paul Feig said, I'm so thrilled that Hulu's bringing Freaks and Geeks back to the airwaves with the original music. For me, the thought of our show without all the original music intact is like running the series with several of the characters cut out. That would be interesting. The music is as big part of the show as is the writing and the performances. This is the only way to see our show, and I can't thank Hulu enough for putting us back on the air. You know what else is coming to streaming? The Muppet Show, Disney Plus, will start airing all 5 seasons of The Muppet Show starting in February. This is the first time that all the episodes have been made commercially available for home media since the show went off the air. Only the first 3 seasons were ever released on DVD. Kermit the Frog says, it's going to be great to welcome back longtime fans and to give a new generation of fans a chance to see how we got our start, how Miss Piggy became a star, and so much more. As for Statler and Waldorf, I can only add, sorry guys, but here we go again. From Vulture, Daily Show correspondent Roy Wood Jr. said he was happy with some of the ways stand-up responded to Trump, but he knew it would be unsustainable. He was asked the question, you know, was Trump good for comedy? I think the broad answer is yes, Trump was good for comedy. My comedy flavor presence is comedy of opinion, comedy of perspective, and I feel like Trump had a great way of polarizing people to the point that as a comic, you could take a radical stance on something and really get deep into an issue if you wanted to. You didn't have to, but if you wanted to, you could. Of course, it creates confrontations and hecklers at shows and people you don't want to talk to about this particular thing. But if you're a comic that likes to live on the edge or you like your comedy with a little bit of space, Trump was some habanero ghost pepper to a lot of premises. So you're going to get some jokes with a little spice. He created an atmosphere where you could have comedy with a little more teeth and opinion and perspective to the point where I feel like specificity becomes the new broad. Was it sustainable? I don't think so, because I think we're probably at this point slice that pie every which possible way you can think of. Roy said, I left him alone after 2017. There was an original run where I was going to put in 10 minutes of Trump and Hillary material and then in post edit it to make it seem more fresh. I'm glad I didn't, because by the time my special aired, it was a month after Trump had been sworn in and he was already wiling out. My approach, I kind of stole from Trevor Noah. If you look at The Daily Show and the correspondence segments, somewhere around the midterms, Trevor tended to carry Trump. Anything Trump, about Trump, addressing Trump, analyzing Trump, that's Trevor. And the correspondence, we all started focusing on the faces of the people that are affected by Trump, or the people that co-sign on his stuff. That, to me, represented far more fertile ground for new topics. He said, if you had to watch 3 specials, I'd say watch Chris Rock's Tambourine, Michael Che Matters, and Nanette. With all 3, they're processing the outside world through inner self-exploration. I think the next 2 years of specials, the good ones at least, will be inward journeys into the comedian's angers and emotions as it relates to what's happening in the world. How do you see the world and how do you see yourself? You've had a lot of time to sit and really think about yourself. That is your daily comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Overcast, and you can support the show. If you want to buy me a coffee, go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and click on the button there, and I will buy an iced coffee with your donation. Thank you very much. Catch you tomorrow.